A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
I love her. Lily Tomlin rules.
She does.
Yeah, most people don't hear that. They cut out too early on the Pink Floyd album.
Yeah.
And they miss that part.
That's my favorite part.
It is. It's the best part of the album.
They keep hanging up. Like, I can't imagine why someone would hang up.
America is calling.
Right.
When America calls, you answer. Yes, sir. No, sir. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You know, you got a kind of sunny day. Oh, the clouds are back, though, aren't they?
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo, what's up? Hey.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah, you know, there's conflicting reports. I'm seeing some, like on my weather app, it's going to be sunny for the rest of the time.
Oh, excellent.
But in the news, they're like, no, a really major storm is coming our way. Like,
really?
The rain the last couple days is like a larf.
What?
You were having a laugh.
How could it be both?
I don't know. They don't know. We're supposed to, you know, Back to the Future said
they'd
be.
Where do you go? What's your source?
I always look at the weather on my app, you know. The
Onion?
Yeah. See it on the news. I've just been seeing, you know, on various.
So some are saying it's going to be sunny and some are saying it's going to be so wet.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So take your pick. I know which you would
like. Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
You'd like for it to be pouring rain.
I would like it to be this way.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Rather than yesterday.
Yeah.
But sunny rather.
Must have taken you a while to get home, man. That was some serious rain last night.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was raining hard.
At 7 when we left, not at 6.
Got that right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Give me 5.
Songs with Z's in the title. It's amazing how many songs have a Z in the title. Well, there's a lot. We're not talking ZZ Top. We're talking titles, song titles.
Well, I mean, some people might have wanted to get around the rules like that. People are dumb.
That's a fact.
Things you got for free.
Yeah, this is a really weird story. I have a projector at home. I watch all my television on this one wall in our front room. It takes up the entire wall. It's massive.
Yeah.
Surprisingly cheap. But some guy ended up getting an IMAX projector for free here in Los Angeles.
That's pretty cool.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't have a wall big enough for that crap.
What's up with Florida?
Yeah, good question.
One American dollar, who's naked now? And we've got tickets for you to see the Black Keys.
Crows.
Black Keys, well. The Black Crows tomorrow.
Yeah, Marcy was just down there broadcasting from that little secret location, the KLOS Helpful Honda rock room. And they're going to
cool
be down
location.
There. Yeah, tomorrow with Matt Pinfield and Black Crows. We want to get you into that.
And if you get into that, you're literally, if you're in the back, you're 30 feet from them.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Your tickets to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room coming up just before 4. But first,
singers would like to know what's up with Florida.
What's up with Florida? A Florida man was arrested Tuesday morning after he drove through a closed beach and into the ocean.
Oh yeah, you showed me this video. He's like in a white pickup truck and he is in the surf.
He's in the surf.
I mean, don't you know that's pretty thin ice? That's not right.
And he's thin ice. And he's not driving vertically.
No, he's not driving directly into the ocean.
He's driving,
you know, down the beach. Yeah. But I mean, he's way too far in there. The water's up to his windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shortly before 9 a.m., deputies were called to New Smyrna Beach after the vehicle drove around a closed gate and accessed the beach without paying the toll fee.
Oh, are you supposed to pay tolls and not go around closed gates?
I didn't know that.
Jason
Berserkiewicz.
Sure.
Told officials he wanted to drive on the beach.
Well, who can blame him?
What are you talking about? I wanted to drive on the beach.
What's the big deal?
The deputy explained that the beach was closed because the tide was too high.
You're going to die.
During his arrest, he can be heard telling deputies, quote, It's not my fault the truck can't surf.
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be driving on the beach when the gates are all closed.
Can I get in trouble for that? Like, if I go around and I don't pay the toll, and then I'm driving in the ocean and I'm going to die, I can get in trouble for that?
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
That was a great song, I think, by the
Dead Kennedys or something? Truck Don't Surf? I don't know what the hell, man. Hey, speaking of...
I need dollars.
All right.
You have a chance to win one of them One American Bucks right now.
It's not as good as Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller.
Not even but, close. Right. But, you know, the Super Bowl, what team has won the most? The top 10 teams that have won the most Super Bowls, I thought, to throw at you today. On our precious little contest. That's
New
so
England Patriots.
The New England Patriots are on the list at number 2. 2001, 2003, 2004, 2014, 2016, and 2018.
Number 2, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
6 of them. Well, actually, they tied, I guess, with number 1, because number 1 is also 6.
Interesting.
Sex. 6.
I would say teams that have won the Super Bowl the most.
Yeah, top 10.
Kansas City Chiefs have been winning recently.
That's true. And they are on the list. They've got 3 so far. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino. Ooh, you can do some gambling out there.
Yep.
At San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com.
Trying to think before... Not recent, you know, like
before
teams
not
like,
recent.
The teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers, it used to be
going back in time a little.
I think I'm
going
to say Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Well, they are the ones that are tied with the Patriots.
Yes!
One more and you win that luxury
three.
$1. 1974, 75, 78, 79. So you're right about that. But then again, they came back in 2005 and 8. 2008.
Steelers. All right.
One more,
Bears.
Baby. This dollar is yours.
Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers.
There's a little cocaine on it. Oh, I suppose I shouldn't talk about that.
The Dallas Cowboys?
The Dallas. Is that what you're saying? Is that your final
nope,
answer?
Nope, I'm thinking out loud.
Okay. All right.
Dallas Cowboys? Right.
Okay. What?
Dallas. I'm going to say Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, unfortunately, is the one that makes me give up a dollar to you.
Yes!
You bastard. Our boss, Keith, French fries, suggested we do this, and I was thinking I'm glad he gave it to me because there's no way I would have gotten any of these, actually. So, good on you for winning a dollar, you bastard.
Yes.
The Washington Commanders, if you will,
what?
3 at number 10. Raiders are on the list. Denver Broncos picked up 3.
Broncos, of course.
Kansas City Chiefs. New York Giants, 4. 86, 90, 2007.
If you would have asked me how many times the Giants have won,
right?
I would have told you 1.
Green Bay Packers, and then the rest you got. Cowboys, 49ers, Patriots, and Steelers. So, well done, you some bitch!
Thank you.
Who's naked now?
A frightening question indeed.
Who is naked now?
Who's naked now?
This story comes to us surprisingly from Florida.
What?
I know.
Huh.
I know.
First time for everything.
Is Fort Lauderdale the worst part of Florida?
It seems like
I think that's where most of the stories are headquartered.
A lot of insanity right there. Quartered there.
Well, there was a guy walking through the airport naked. Again.
What is it with airport nudity?
I don't know. Here's the story.
Okay.
A startling sight for travelers at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Hollywood.
A naked man was seen strolling through a terminal. And perhaps you saw this video. It was trending on social media. Video shared by Only in Dade shows the suspect parading through the airport with no clothes on.
My favorite part is that he's just walking through the airport as if he's one of everybody else.
He's just on his way to gate number 68.
Yeah, whatever. He's not in a rush.
Look
he's
at
not,
my weenie.
It doesn't seem like he's like yelling at people. He's not inebriated. It doesn't,
it's
I don't
just,
think.
In his universe, everybody's always nude.
Just he's walking nude.
There you go.
Yeah, you're wondering why. Well, this happened yesterday around 2 in the afternoon. After making his way through Terminal 1, deputies say he breached the TSA checkpoint, was stopped by authorities.
Oh, you don't breach a TSA checkpoint.
How did he do that? He also parked his car on the curb.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like an airplane.
Yes.
I'll give him 20 more minutes, but that's it.
Officials identified him as 36-year-old Maureen Evitum, and he appeared in bond court today facing several charges, including indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, intoxication.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
He was intoxicated.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you know?
A judge ordered him to have a mental screening and to stay away from the airport.
And is he showing up at his court? Hopefully he'll strip nude.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be classic, right?
I mean, you got to really commit.
It's going to be really weird for people that are just coming in, by the way, too. Just landing, and here's Nude Boy.
Oh, that's a nude guy.
I don't see that every day. Well, I do, but... Huh. What do you know?
Let's talk about things that you get for free.
Oh, is this that story?
Yes.
This is a weird story.
This is a guy who loves movies and loves movie projectors.
That's me. I love movie projectors. Yes. I have a projector at home. I watch everything on a giant, well, on the wall.
So this guy on Instagram tells the story of how he now owns an IMAX
projector. And it's massive.
It's insane.
It's really in two parts. It's so huge.
And it just came down to who wants it, and he said, I do.
And it was here in L.A.
That's all it was.
Free.
This is how I became an IMAX owner. I've always been a huge fan of IMAX, and to me, there's no better way to experience a movie than to see it on an IMAX screen.
Here, here. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Amazing.
So when I saw a post on the IMAX subreddit titled, Do You Want This IMAX Projector? Naturally, of course, I said yes.
I mean, who wouldn't? I would take it. If I had seen it, I'd be like, I'd like
that. I
think so,
too. I think I would just, at the very least, I would think I could sell it.
Exactly. I mean, I have nowhere to put it.
Of course.
I could never watch it at an IMAX screen.
Of course.
But I would want it.
Of course.
I replied to the post and didn't hear anything for a few weeks until a few days ago I got a response saying, come and get it, then you can have it for free.
What?
Come and get it, and you can have it for free.
Clearly, they're going to murder him.
They didn't even ask for money.
It's a trap. It's a tarp. They're going to he's going to get there, and they're going to skin him alive or something. Something really weird.
Why did they want to skin him alive?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who gives away an IMAX projector for free to whoever says, yeah, I'll take it? No one. Was it stolen out of, what's a theater on here that's closed? Like the Cinerama Dome. Maybe it's missing an IMAX projector.
Somebody just ripped it off?
I'll have that.
Just trying to get rid of it
because
it's hot?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to take phone calls on this topic, 818-955-KLOS. Weird things you got for free.
I love it, man.
Surprising things you got for free.
Yeah. You know, I got a refrigerator for free.
Did you?
Yeah, when I first moved here, I didn't have a fridge.
Yeah.
And went on the radio over that other place and said, you know, I just happened to mention, oh, I don't have a fridge. And dude calls me up and goes, yeah, my fridge, I'll bring it over.
What?
And he did.
So he delivered it?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And then it turned into this, hey, how about getting a big screen TV and then a car?
Of course.
Andy Schoen shut it down. That bastard.
Son of a bitch.
That's right. For free.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I rented a truck and picked it up from the warehouse in Burbank.
The IMAX projector.
Yes.
These projectors are massive, and they're actually two projector units for dual projection. The projectors came with some 3D glasses and some speakers, and I really have no idea what I'm going to do with these, but for now, it's just been really fun being able to say that I, Brant Goodman, am an IMAX owner.
In the actual
I'm an IMAX
hell.
Owner.
I would have to open a theater. I've always wanted to open a retro theater, and I almost quit radio to work with this guy who was going to open a retro theater,
but
turn it into a bar.
A retro theater's not going to work
in IMAX. Not
going to
make any money. Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be able to rent those movies, and
right.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think so either.
But all right, free stuff. Someone said, hey, you can have this. I don't want it.
818-955-KLOS.
So I was out walking the dog the other night. And
is
there
that
were
code?
There were all these boxes sitting on the corner.
Right.
And inside were like Funko Pops, and you know how collectible
really?
Those can be, like a bunch of Star Wars kits. There was like a desk lamp, a really fancy desk lamp. And I didn't know if...
How'd you fit it into your car?
My guess was maybe like someone was mad at someone. They were throwing him out. And
throwing
just
their stuff out?
Yeah, and I couldn't grab it. I couldn't take it. It just didn't seem right. But I went back out about an hour later with the dog again. Everything was gone. It was all gone.
Other people got it instead of you.
Yeah. Which is all right.
Loser!
But free stuff is always suspicious.
Free stuff is great.
Very suspicious.
We started off the hour talking about a guy who got an IMAX projector.
Here in L.A.
Which is bizarre. What did you get for free?
I got a free 1964 Chevelle Malibu station wagon for free. All I needed was battery, gas, and a window.
No kidding. How did you work that?
I just used out the guy pushing back his port from one side of the street to the other.
That's and then it? When he wasn't looking, you jumped in and drove off?
He told me he was going to junk it. I told him I'll take it.
Wow. Nice.
That back in 92. I still own it.
Wow.
Do you really? That's
awesome.
Fantastic.
A free car. I love it. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
I got the KNAC soundboard.
Oh, no
Did
way!
You?
How'd that happen?
Come on.
He can't hear
hello?
Us.
Hello? He needs to use the soundboard, I guess.
I don't know why I can't hear you.
Sell the soundboard and...
soundboard and buy a new phone.
And buy a new phone. Thank you.
Some pretty cool. Amazing music that's gone through there.
KLOS, hello.
I received a
$300 impact 3/8 drill for free from a guy that I helped change the tire.
Wow.
You helped him change his tire?
I helped him fix the tire on the side of the road, and he just goes, oh, I have no cash, but here, you can have this.
Wow.
And it's over an impact drill, and honestly, it kind of helped because I'm doing a mechanical work at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. So it's exactly what you needed.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's very cool.
He's a good Samaritan.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. So are you. All right. So you got something for free. Give us a call. Tell us about it. What was it?
818-955-KLOS. Those of us that are suckers and pay for things.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
What are we thinking?
Come on.
We're talking about you got something for free.
I got a barbecue island. Matter of fact, they paid me to haul it off.
What?
That's always the best. You want to come get it, then I'll pay you to take it away.
How much?
Yeah.
$650 to haul it off.
Wow.
And it was brand new. It was out at the old March Air Force Reserve Base.
Yeah, it fell off a truck. We don't know where it came from. Can you get it out of here quick?
Yeah, no, they changed all the garage doors and it was in the way.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you,
man. Perfect,
man.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. You got something for free?
I did. I actually moved to Texas about 4 years ago. And I went on OfferUp because I didn't really have any money for furniture.
Right.
So come to find out that this guy, he was a home, like a landlord or something.
Right.
And the guy that rented the apartment went to jail. So he advertised a whole lot of furniture for free.
Wow.
So I got a complete bed set. I got a huge oversized lazy bed recliner. A couch. I mean, my whole apartment.
That's really great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's all filled with heroin, but that is a cool story.
No. No, I totally cleaned it before.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was passing through the Carl's Jr. on San Fernando, and they were taking down the big star. And they told me, I told them, I was like, hey, how much you guys want for that? And they told me, oh, we're just going to throw it out, man. You could just take it.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and I was 13 years old, and all I had was a skateboard, and it was a long 3-mile ride home, but I got it, and it's been hanging in my garage ever since.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
I love those kind of signs. That's really cool, man. That's very cool. I love that you've had it all this time.
What's your address?
818-955-KLOS.
What did you get for free?
I hate rain.
How come?
I hate rain because I was at my friend's house, and he's on a hillside and outside of Beverly Hills.
What's going on?
How'd that guy get in?
I don't know.
That is strange.
I know why. Because this guy. Hold on a second. Yeah, this guy was on line 68. We're talking about things you got for free. Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi there. We're talking about things you got for free.
Oh, no. I wouldn't hear careless whispers.
Nope.
I will kill you.
Nope.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what'd you get for free?
I got a 1988 motorhome.
A motorhome?
Yes, a motorhome.
How'd you get that?
Some friends, they had it in there, they had to move, and they needed to get rid of it, and they told me, if you take it tonight, we'll give it to you for free.
You know, a lot of the free stuff is one of those you have to decide right now. You got to go for it, or it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Did you take it out to the beach?
Not yet. Still
working. To the beach.
I'm doing that.
I want to go do that. All right, so bad. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so I just missed it. I was 3 weeks late. A free sailboat out of the Puerto Vallarta Marina in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
How did that happen? Why?
Turns out the owner of the place had pissed off a bunch of people in town and kind of had to leave. He gave his sailboat away in the marina because he couldn't afford to dock it there anymore. It was beautiful, and I took the job 3 weeks too late to get that free sailboat.
Damn it. So you didn't get the free sailboat.
No, but like I said, I bet you if I did, nobody would beat this one on the air, would they?
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like I was just saying, you got to be able to do it right that second or you're screwed.
And that's why I said I shouldn't even call because I didn't get it.
I mean, technically, you shouldn't have called. That's correct.
But next sailboat, you're going to jump on.
Wow.
Jackass yells on the radio. Sheesh.
5 songs in a row. With Kevin and Sluggo.
That's my favorite part.
Songs with Z in the title.
Ah, songs with Z.
Zed.
Somewhere. Zed, the Zed word. Somewhere in the title. Oh, we have our first request. Hello, KLOS. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Kevin Whispers.
Nope.
Thank you.
He's cheating. Careless Whispers. 818-955-KLOS if you've got something. Songs with Z in the title.
KLOS, hello.
I think it's KB5. Doesn't it, BB the Twos have a song called Planet Z?
Channel Z.
Oh, Channel Z.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
I love that song.
I don't know, but if you feel like bumping that song, play it. I like it.
You got it. We will do that.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, have a nice day.
Hi, I'm calling for the 5 at 5.
Yes.
Songs with Zed in the title.
Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, see, there's a good one.
Sure enough.
That's a gooder.
Well done.
Who are you?
Judith.
Go ahead and take a bazillion out of petty cash for that one.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How about that song from Prince called Let's Go Crazy?
Let's Go Crazy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I thought you may not.
No, we're in. Who's this?
I'm Angela.
Angela, we love it.
You love it? I'm so happy.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A man in Canada was busted for handing out free cocaine samples that included his business card.
See, Canada's just nice. He's handing out free coke. And so you remember where you got it from, even his business card.
Yep.
That's nice.
Syed Amir Razavi, 30, came up with a unique way to market his services as either a cocaine dealer or a chauffeur.
Oh.
In Calgary, Canada.
He does both so he can get really bouncy on the back seat of the car while he's taking you somewhere.
He posted up right outside a casino and handed out his business card with little small baggies of blow stapled to them. What could go wrong? The card read, Alex Lee, driver, and included contact details.
He's living in 25 years from now when it's going to be legal.
Can you imagine?
No.
The idea that a guy would do that and think that he
isn't going to get seriously busted. Yeah.
After finally arresting Razavi, the cops found 59 grams of cocaine in 50 baggies, a scale, and more than $1,200 in cash. CTV News reports that he is charged with 2 counts of trafficking a controlled substance, 1 count of possession for the purpose of trafficking, and 3 counts of possession of proceeds of crime under $5,000.
And 1 count of being pretty damn cool.
Being the dumbest human alive.
Very, very dumb.
Right, that's what you mean.
Pretty damn cool.
But not as dumb.
Yes, exactly.
More dumb than cool.
But kind of cool.
More dumb.
Yeah.
Though.
But kind of cool.
Bums a little. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is time for What We Learned. And what's up with Florida? Man drove his pickup truck into the ocean.
And, you know, it turns out he didn't think he would get in trouble for doing something like that.
He told the police it's not his fault his truck can't surf.
We had the audio. Yep. We heard him say it. He did.
He actually said it. I won one American dollar,
well
finally.
Well done, dude.
For guessing 4 of the top 10 teams that have won the Super Bowl the most.
Your 2 wrong answers were really strange, though. I mean, I don't remember any of those Captain Kangaroo bands you were talking about. What?
Listen.
What? I was confused.
And people are dumb. A chauffeur in Canada stapled little baggies of cocaine to his business cards.
A for effort, but dude, come on.
Turns out that's not legal.
All right, I'm off to go get my chauffeur.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow at 1?
You don't want
to
know.
We have 2 tickets for you to see the Black Crowes in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is Marcy and Matt Pinfield are going to do the interview. They're going to perform live. It's a small venue. You're going to love it. We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Maybe not today. I have.
Hello.
This is new.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
No way. Maybe I got it.
How many people are on the line?
What is going on over there?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What's happening?
Who's this? Who are you?
This is Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Lou, how many people are talking on the phone?
Lego. Sorry.
No. We like chaos. We live for it.
Lego and Kevin, what the heck is going on, guys?
You're winning.
Al, we get these tickets.
You're winning. Yes, you are caller 25.
Lou from San Fernando, bro.
Oh, now it's clear. All right. 2 tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. That is tomorrow, and you're going to get to see them live.
Hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
Well done to you and all of the spirits that are on the line. What if I were to tell you that you could win tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi?
I would say I quit so that I can actually win those because, you know, employees aren't allowed to win.
With the big game this weekend.
Yes. I'll do it.
Big game this weekend. You go to the website, 955klos.com. Mm-hmm. You answer a bunch of questions on there, and they're foolish, like gambling questions, like I always do in person, which is who's going to win the coin toss?
All right.
Who knows?
All right.
What's the first commercial going
to
be?
That's your favorite thing to do is gamble on everything out in the stands.
Yeah, because if you gamble on everything, then it's a fascinating game.
Always fun, no matter what.
The color of the drink dumped on the coaches. stuff like that.
So all those questions are at 955klos.com right now.
And we'll take the top five, and you'll win tickets to those concerts, which
that's
is pretty cool.
Very cool. Hey, you know that time the Beatles landed in New York City and thousands of screaming fans were there to greet them? That happened on this day in rock in 1964. Pink Floyd put together the very first stage production of The Wall at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena, starting on this day in rock in 1980. Neil Young, though not happy with the performance of the backing performers, or my read of this, did his MTV Unplugged on this day in rock in 1993 and ended up releasing it as an album against his will.